Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh no, you didn't.
Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never.
Oh no, you didn't.
Payback is a-coming, you will be running forever.
Oh no, you didn't.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh no, you didn't.
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't.
Is that because of the juice you found?
Yes, it is. Oh my God.
That's what I thought.
Oh man.
All right, let me do a quick intro, then the juice is yours, and you will roll with that first. It is July 31st, 2013. I slept hard last night, so I'm still waking up. All right, so I'm Snow White, and that other chick over there, the one that's wiggling in her chair because she apparently found some juice right before show, that'd be Corey/XGameAtrix. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm full of coffee. I'm very much full of coffee.
You are. You seriously are. For real. She's very hyper, y'all, and it's very scary to me. Yeah.
You're not
scared. Yeah. I'm not scared at all. No. Really not. No. All right. Go ahead. Put your thing down. Put your thing down.
Well, first, before I jump into that, I do want to tell you, if you missed our Pixinista last night, you missed a very good show, especially if you want to learn something about 3D modeling. So you might want to go check that out. And quickly, I mean very quickly, because there's something big coming up today you want to be involved in, you can only learn about it by listening to our Pixinista show. You can find that on Twitch. You can find it on iTunes, on Blog Talk. You can find it on YouTube. We be everywhere. We like a rash. Wait a minute. That's not what I want to say. Not rash.
that's not good. That's not. We don't want to compare ourselves to a rash.
Maybe we do. Okay. We want to be itchy and unforgettable. Say okay.
No. No, I don't. I don't think that's the kind of unforgettable we want. I'm just saying. You know, could do better than a rash.
I choked myself. That was funny. All right, so the juice that I have that I just found just this morning, just a mere second ago, is, well, now you've been to Starbucks before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know that the free Wi-Fi, well, it's not really free, inside of every Starbucks is usually AT&T, yes?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, let me put the gamer/Kill Bill spin on it. Google walked up into the Starbucks, elbowed AT&T in the eye, and said, "Move, beep, get out the way," because they will now be providing free Wi-Fi in all of the Starbucks locations in the United States. That would be 7,000 Starbucks. They said the locations will get speeds 10 times faster than before. So if you happen to live in a major city with Google Fiber, like Kansas City, like coming to Austin, and we're begging for it here in Houston. They're going to be offering Wi-Fi speeds 100 times faster than what was previously offered. So if it's already there in that city, it's going to get I think I'm moving to Kansas. Google Access General Manager Kevin Lowe wrote in his blog post that Google has long invested in helping the Internet grow stronger, including projects to make Internet access speedier, more affordable, and more widely available. The free Internet connection at Starbucks has become an important part of many communities over the years, such as in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, also Hurricane Ike as well, or for students without Internet at home who do their homework at Starbucks. Or for me, I had a screaming baby Natrix at home, so I was at Starbucks just to get some peace and quiet. Baby's trying to eat your papers are not fun. Or drooling on a keyboard, adding extra characters.
That'll pretty much ruin things. Yeah. That'll pretty much ruin things.
Like hitting the keyboard, adding extra characters to your code. You don't know why your program's not running right. Then you go back and look, and you have an ABJJJJJJJ.period. Yeah, that's not fun. Okay, so during the next 18 months, Google hopes to have all 7,000 Starbucks locations equipped with new Wi-Fi connections. Google said it'll roll out the first connections in August. Yes, as soon as August. And you will know a Google Wi-Fi network has gone live at your favorite location when you have the option to log in to Google Starbucks. Yeah, that'll be the name of the SSID. If you don't know what SSID is, I'm going to slap you. You call yourself a nerd? Okay, anyway. Google also recently donated $600,000 to bring free Wi-Fi to 31 parks in San Francisco. The city hopes installations there will be finished by April of next year. While Google is playing up this new move to make the web more available to more people, there's clearly an incentive here. Google wants to get its services from Gmail to Drive to Fiber in front of more people. Very smart. Now, the unspoken giant monster in the room, because I compared them to Google. Google and AT&T is Godzilla versus Mothra. We always know Mothra lost. I'm sorry. Godzilla won. He was the star.
Yeah, they did.
We also forgot about Xfinity, who is hating on the Google. I mean...
Ooh, why?
Because they didn't think to do any of this, and they're not fiber. Google is faster than them. Think. Remember we were discussing yesterday how it goes, the slowest, AT&T, then there's Xfinity, and then there's Google Fiber.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know they're going, don't.
Yes.
Like classic Homer, don't.
Yes. And Google's not stupid. They have also partnered with several smaller ISPs. And will also and have suck them in as well, so that they can offer fiber even in the city where you don't think there's Google Fiber. You're like, oh, my ISP's offering fiber. Is Google behind that, honey? Because they got smart and went and bought up all those people and said, look, we can help your business grow. You're just offering DSL. We're going to offer you the option to offer fiber, and you can keep your name. We just want to cut. Some of y'all got smacked. Oh, this is going to be good. I cannot wait to see how this turns out. What you going to do, Xfinity? They come to Houston. I'm sorry. We're breaking up. I'm not even joking. We're the day I get the announcement that Google Fiber is coming to Houston, I'm going to call up Xfinity/Comcast/Time Warner and say, okay, they're going to be here April of this year, and I got about 4 more months. I'm going to go ahead and pay that up, and then I'm out. I'm done with you. It's over.
Isn't that nice? Don't blame you. I'm getting mad enough where I'm like, you know what? As soon as I find someone who can give me just as fast speeds, peace out.
Ooh.
That made us angry.
Man, I'll tell you about this later.
All right.
It's a whole bunch of juice today. It's not even Thursday. Usually the juice is on Thursday. That's why we have the show on Thursday nights, because everything good comes out Thursday. But it's just Wednesday. It's like, wow, what's going on? Okay. What you got, Snow? What you got?
All right. So what I'm going to do, we're going to talk about Zynga again.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And I don't know why Zynga's doing this, because it's just stupid. But apparently they are suing a casual sex app maker because they're using the tag with friends in the title. And the name of it is Bang with Friends. Okay? So... okay.
Try not to laugh. I really did. I made every effort. Couldn't hold it in.
I was trying to talk, and all that would come out was a laugh. So, okay, here we go. Bloomberg is reporting that social game maker Zynga is suing the makers of Bang with Friends, a casual sex app, because it infringes on its trademark With Friends line of games. Zynga has several games that use the With Friends descriptor, including Words with Friends and Chess with Friends. The company believes that Bang with... I'm sorry. Okay. Stop making me laugh, Corey. Okay. I was fine until you started giggling. All right. I'm good now. The company believes that Bang with Friends sullies its trademark and causes consumer confusion. In its court filing, Zynga goes so far as to say that the company, also called Bang with Friends, chose the name to take advantage of Zynga's popular trademark. Zynga is seeking an injunction barring the company from using the name Bang with Friends in connection with any social networking applications in the U.S. and unspecified damages. Bang was friends with... Stop it. Okay. Bang with Friends was yanked from Apple's App Store in late June, but it's still apparently available. It's still apparently available on Google Play. The app is pretty straightforward. It allows users to anonymously find friends who are down for the night. All right, so apparently Zynga really, really doesn't like them using the with friends. I agree, but I disagree. I mean, with friends is pretty much a common phrase, but this is definitely not giving the whole with friends games a very good name.
I don't see the problem, honestly. Zynga, you cannot trademark the phrase with friends because a lot of people say, I'm going to go have a drink with friends. Sorry?
Apparently they did. They did actually trademark it. There's a patent for the with friends. That's why I'm saying these patents are getting freaking out of hand. They have the stupidest amount of things that are trademarked and all these patent trolls. I'm not saying Zynga is being a patent troll, but there are companies that go out and patent just the stupidest, most random crap and then become patent trolls. So
I think they're sinking ship, and that's why they're doing that.
It's possible. It's very possible. I'm sorry. That was the hardest. Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Also, I want to throw a congratulations out to Alexis Marie Ruiz, a.k.a. Tart from Frag Dolls, a.k.a. Tart from PMS, a.k.a. Mischief from Frag Dolls, who is with child. I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you.
That's awesome.
That's going to be a gorgeous kid, I'm telling you. That's going to be a gorgeous kid. All right. Whew. Man, it's some angry people on Facebook. And don't think I didn't see that post you pulled down. It wasn't to me, but it was funny. I can't say who it was. All right, so.
What you talking about?
I'm hyper and I'm kind of having. Okay, y'all know I multitask anyway, but when I'm full of energy, I can do it like, instead of doing three things at once, I can do like six. So I have like two Facebooks open and news and. Okay. All right, so what happened to my story? I can't believe I lost something. I lost something. Give me
you
1 second.
You do that all the time. You're like, oh, I lost something.
I did. I had it open, and then I clicked, and then I opened something else, and I lost the one I was looking at. Okay, so you did my bang with friends. All right, you people, Grand Theft Auto.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to need you not to do that. Yeah, breathe, snow, breathe. All right.
I'm good now.
Grand Theft Auto is already off the flipping chain with the sales, people. Analysts are beginning to bet on the sales of Rockstar and Take-Two's Grand Theft Auto 5 due again out this year, September 17th. You better have your 5 on it because you know it's going to get ugly. Colin Sebastian of Barrett expects the company to ship around 13 million units in the launch window, with full-year sales being at around 20 million units. Don Kreutz of Cohen & Company estimates full-year sales around 18 million, although he admitted it remains essentially a guessing game on where the title will come in between 15 and 25 million units. Last night, Take-Two has revealed their quarterly sales of $142.7 million. Now, that is down 37%, but with strong sales of core gaming titles such as Borderlands, which our Blaster is in love with, and BioShock Infinite, as well, along with digital revenues that are up 128% year-on-year. And I got to sneeze. Oh, I did manage to mute. I was like, oh, no, I just blew out some speakers. Okay, so they said this will encourage some investors that the publisher has a very good handle on the current console and PC gaming business. In case you were wondering, BioShock Infinite so far has shipped around 4 million units, and Borderlands 2 has shipped over 7 million units. I can't do Borderlands.
Mm-mm.
Did you ever
try?
It's too much like Fallen Earth without all the fun.
Yeah, I tried for Blaster's sake because he wanted me to play with him.
Yeah, because he bought all of us one for Christmas. Remember? Did he buy you one for Christmas?
Yeah. I felt so guilty because I don't like it. I can't play it if I don't like it, and I just.
I'm sorry, Blaster.
I just don't like it.
I played with him probably for like 4 hours. I gave it a good chance, and I was like, Blaster, this is like Fallen Earth without all the fun. I like the crafting and, you know, running around the mountainside digging up cotton. You know, I had Z doing that for a while too. She actually liked it. I think it was her second time playing MMO, and she actually, I logged out, and she was still in there looking for stuff, you know, digging up cotton because she had to make some, you know, that first couple of missions you have. And she was like, this is kind of relaxing.
Yeah.
She was running on the side of a mountain just harvesting cotton. I know some of you are like, why would I want to do that? I have enough excitement out in the real world, real people that I have to yell and scream at. I like for my games to be peaceful sometimes. And Fallen Earth is just enough danger and just enough peace. If you have not played it, you must.
If you are twitching.
If you are a pansy little crying whiny baby, you don't want to play Fallen Earth because you're going to whine that it's too hard. Oh, I can't do it. Yeah, then don't pick it up. It is hard.
Okay, if you're complaining that Fallen Earth is too hard, go play WoW.
Exactly. All right. It be your turn, woman. Do it.
Oh, I was about to take a drink of my raspberry green tea. Yum.
Wrong. Just really wrong. Are you banging with friends?
It's good. stop it. Okay.
Hey.
All right, so. Oh. What was that?
Bang, 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 bang. I'm sorry, I had to I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
You know what? That just put all kind of pictures in my head. Stop it. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Whew. I blame Corey. All right, moving on.
Sure, why not? I'll take the blame.
Stop it. Okay. Whew. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, so... we all know by now that EA and the NCAA are not getting along. So EA is actually asking for a court to draft a motion in order to dismiss the antitrust lawsuit that the NCAA is putting against them. Good luck with that, right? Okay, here we go. Electronic Arts filed a motion yesterday for the court to complaint in the antitrust lawsuit filed by current and former collegiate athletes against the company, the NCAA, and the collegiate licensing company, according to a Polygon report. The thrust of EA's argument in the motion is that it should not be part of the lawsuit. What? The lawsuit was filed by Ed O'Bannon, a former star at the University of California in L.A., but was later joined by former and current college athletes. Lawyers for O'Bannon were seeking to get the lawsuit certified as a class action. On July 18, lawyers for the plaintiffs amended the previous complaint to include 6 current NCAA athletes. The court will rule whether the plaintiff's case is a certified class action suit or not in a September hearing. EA is asking the court for an opportunity to file a motion. Sorry. I didn't mean to. It slipped out. To dismiss the third amended complaint on the grounds that the company is entitled to test the legal sufficiency of it. EA contends that the complaint fails that legal sufficiency test. And this is a quote for you. It says, all the complaint alleges is that EA agreed to follow the NCAA's rules regarding using students' athletes' names and likenesses. That is not a viable antitrust claim. EA is basically trying to take us up out of the case by putting the blame on the NCAA. You can learn more by looking it up online. Earlier this month, the NCAA announced that it would let EA's license expire in June of 2014. I don't think EA has a leg to stand on. I really don't.
They really don't.
You used – they don't. You used the likenesses –
and names of actual live athletes in your games and didn't give them a dime of the earnings. Seriously?
I don't understand why I do understand why they're fighting so hard for this, but at the same time, you guys, it's somebody's face and you didn't offer to pay them for it. At least be offering something. Come on. This is what you got? You're just going to fight with people over using their faces? We said this before. Why don't you offer a scholarship, something to compensate them for using their face? You make millions of dollars off of these people. You can afford a scholarship here and there. You know, everybody that gets included in the game has to, you know, has to meet this criteria. You have to have all eight to have a major other than sports. You know, we don't care if that's what you plan to do, but we need you to have another major. Or pick some of them, say, hey, if you're going into game development, any of you, we'll pay for the rest of your schooling. And we want to use your likeness in a game. And we'll give you some royalties. You're not, you know, even if they break their leg, they're still in your game. You're still making money off of them.
Yes.
And they get nothing.
Yes.
That's the thing I think that gets me most about college football is the amount of money even the schools make off of these kids. And if something happens to them, you know, nobody's taking care of them. Think about that. You go to college on a full scholarship and you get nothing. All right. I am trying to get this video up because the lovely people at Prison Architect sent us over the latest build and there's some information. I cannot get this flipping page to load up. Come on now, people. Work with me.
Come on now, Pookie.
I think it's Comcast. I think they're mad at me because I said not nice. We may have to let Snow do two stories because it's not letting me over. I'm waiting for Prison Architect.
That's all right. Let me go ahead. Bump up all up in here. All right. Jump on it.
Oh my God! No, you did not.
All right, y'all never know what's going to happen when I'm on air. I'm telling you, you never know. All right, apparently there is a claim by a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court judge that Verizon rarely fought against surveillance orders. So Verizon was like, oh, you want to put surveillance on our customers? Go ahead, girl. You know you okay with that? It's fine.
Right, you said Verizon.
All right.
You were absolutely right, Verizon.
I did?
Yeah, you said Verizon. It's right.
Verizon. Mm-hmm. Verizon. How about that? It's a thought of game politics, peeps. According to a letter sent to leaders of the Senate Judiciary Committee from Judge Reggie Walton of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, otherwise known as FISC, or did I say that right? Yes. FISC, Verizon and other companies have not fought orders to turn over records on all their customers. Basically, Judge Walton is saying that these companies have shown little to no resistance when it comes to government orders information on their customers. Details about the letters were obtained by The Hill. In his letter, Walton claims that no telephone company or other service provider has ever resisted a court order under Section 215 of the Patriot Act. The mobile phone data being collected by the National Security Agency and the FBI was detailed by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, who is now staying in Russia. It is still unclear what of the information the NSA might be collecting under Section 215, and it has caused a number of technology companies and service providers to try and assure customers that their private information is safe. Yeah, right. Google, Facebook, Yahoo, and Microsoft issued statements that they regularly resist overly broad orders and fight for their customers' privacy rights. Verizon also said that it continually takes steps to safeguard its customers' privacy, but that when it is required to comply with legal orders, it does so. Judge Walton's letters also acknowledges that Yahoo fought an FISC order under the Protocol American Act of 2007, but the decision on that order remains classified. Google and Microsoft have filed a motion with the FISC seeking permission to declassify how many users have been affected by the surveillance orders. Excuse me. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Frontier Foundation have also filed legal requests for more transparency. Walton's letter also explains how FISC judges review surveillance requests from the government. While he admits that the court rarely rejects government requests, it often requires changes to the government surveillance actions. ACLU Deputy Legal Director tells The Hill that Walton's letter shows the legal process for surveillance orders is fundamentally broken. You darn right it is. Here's a last quote for you, and then I'm done. The mechanisms that were brought to serve as checks against abuse remain entirely hypothetical, but the dragnet surveillance programs that have been exposed over the last few weeks are very real and direct result of this systemic failure. Man, you know what? Seriously, this makes me angry. If I have you as my company for anything, internet, phone, whatever, I expect privacy, unless there is some threat that I seem to be posing, that poor little Snow White seems to be posing with her conversations on the phone and with on the internet, I don't want you all up in my business, okay? I am not a threat.
See, that goes back to where I was talking about the movie Vamps yesterday. That's something that Alicia Silverstone's character says. She's born in like 18-something. 1840, and she'd been through, you know, all the Patriot Act, and when she was saying, you know, how are they able to find us or spy on us, and she says, I thought the American Patriot Act stated that if they didn't hear anything mentioning terrorist activity, they had to hang up the phone or stop listening, and the guy says, welcome to the future, and that's what they're doing. And again, I know some of you out there are, again, like, well, I'm not doing anything, so I don't care if they listen. Again, if you listen to what they've been trying to do, they have been trying to say it doesn't matter what you think you've been doing. It's if they think you did something. We have proof of this, that it's happened already with the little boy that was arrested. Again, we state he shouldn't have said what he said, but his punishment was too severe. Again, it could happen to any of you now. It's not just him. You know, you say the wrong thing and somebody else decides that they believe it's a threat, and it may not be. You may be saying, you know, I should cut you or something like that, and you're joking. And I'm not saying, again, that is a right way to joke. You should only joke like that with people that you know. But still, you may honestly have been harmlessly saying something. They have the right to come and snatch you up. And that's what we keep trying to get across to you all. You may not be doing anything, but it's for them to decide if you are. All right. So we got to be careful with this. Very, very careful. Okay, Snow, throw that video up there for them to watch, and then you watch too, because I know you want to play. Just today we got a new update for Prison Architect. You know, I have not forgotten, I promise you guys, a column, because this is an alpha and you want to see how to properly do alpha testing, but we are busy girls. I got a game I'm reviewing already, something about cook and serve or something. Ooh. Turn it down. Okay, they can't hear it anyway. All right, so the updated list, or what's going to be in this update, contraband. Yeah, no prison would be complete without contraband. There's many rooms around the prison are now the source of very dangerous contraband in your prison. Prisoners will sometimes steal contraband. They'll try to smuggle it back to their cell for safekeeping. Prisoners are less likely to steal metal items if they know they have to pass through a metal detector on their way back, so that's one of the safeguards you can put into place. Prisoners carrying metal items will avoid metal detectors as best they can. There are four categories of contraband. Weapons used during fights, a high danger level within your prison will drive a high demand for weapons. Tools, eventually used by prisoners to assist in escaping. Narcotics, eventually used by prisoners who are bored and uncomfortable or dealing with addictions. Luxuries, items that make prison life a bit more bearable, such as mobile phones and alcohol. And I know somebody that's in prison that has a mobile phone. I didn't know they were even in prison until they were like, oh, I can't send you pictures of so-and-so because I'm in prison. What? Oh, you know, we're not talking anymore. I thought I told you about that. Okay, so prisoners currently only make use of weapons, but they will steal the other types of contraband. There's a contraband overlay now in your prison. In the main toolbar, it's unlocked by the chief in bureaucracy, which shows all potential sources of contraband within your prison. Also, all recently found contraband will show as well. You can also select any recent found item to see a trail of where it was stolen from or where it was hidden. That's hot. There's also contraband supply and demand. You can see the market demand for any item in the new contraband report. High demand means many prisoners want this item. This screen also shows the supply of these items, representing how many of these items are owned already by prisoners. Prisoners who want something they can't get will steal an item with high market value instead so they can trade it for later. You also have the powers to search. That's right. Tip up the cell, go in there and rip it up. You can now order a search of a prisoner or his entire cell from his rap sheet. There's a new emergency button on the toolbar, which is Shakedown, which searches every cell and prisoner in your jail. Note, searching prisoners really pisses them off. It raises the danger level in your prisons. Metal detectors also automatically trigger a search of a prisoner when they detect something. Metal detectors now also fall out of action for 3 seconds after detecting something. So if somebody else says something, they're going to slip by. There's all kind of cool little updates. There's a new need system. You also have prisoners that are due for release within the 6 hours are now being put on your to-do list. There's drains will no longer block doors from closing, call-out units, all kind of cool stuff. If you have not tried this out, you could go over to introversion.co.uk. It is in alpha, or if you have a Steam account, you can get it from Steam. Again, I need to stress, it's in alpha. This means some things are going to be crazy. You may see the prisoners eating the contraband or something, and your job is not to get on Twitter and say, this game sucks, but you need to contact the developers and say, my prisoner has been eating his metal object, and then he's getting sick and passed out on the floor, and I need to know if this is normal, and if it's not, I'm reporting a bug. So get in there and help them out. Really cheap to get in. If you get in via Steam, it's $17, and you can help the developers shape the game. It's already pretty fun already. It's coming along nicely. You see the video now? We've been showing you videos as we go along. You see how much nicer it's getting the closer they get? It's not going to be released for a while, but you get to play it, and, of course, when you're done, you get when they're done with it, you get a full copy of the game for your very, very own. So don't think you're just helping. You're paying to test, and you don't get a copy. But you will have helped shape a game. And also, I think if you donate enough, or if you buy one of the packages they have on their page that's high enough, you'll actually get to be in the game. They'll put your little face in there and everything. I'm just gonna need them to create a women's prison.
All right, I gotta admit,
you want to play?
I'm watching. Look, I want to play. Okay, I gotta admit, I gotta play it now.
I love when I saw them rioting one day. They had the trays, and it was hilarious. They were hitting each other and the cop. And he's, like, trying to hit him with the nightstick. Oh, I was dying laughing. It's funny. This is kind of like the very weird off version of playing SimCity, but it's just a prison. I love it. And they're getting so detailed. It's absolutely awesome. I'm so proud of Introversion. They do good games. They're like Paradox, but they're much slower. Paradox is another favorite of ours here, but so they do very, very, very slow. They made, remember I talk to you about this all the time, Hacker Uplink? There's been many copies of Hacker.
Yeah.
They made that game years ago in the 90s, and people still play it and are begging them to port it over to iPad, not just a version that they've already ported, but a version that's a PvP version where I can actually hack other people's computers. Introversion, you guys do that? I'm buying it. Because I got to hack Snow. If I can hack her from, you know, her iPhone when we're playing, I love it. I would love this because this is how it would go. It would be an alert that pop up and say, your system is being hacked by Game Matrix. And it would be a little alert, and then I'd get a call. Bitch, get off my computer. Quit hacking me.
I don't want you seeing my naughty photos. Dang. I'll show you those anyway. I don't care.
It would be any photos. Okay, I am so looking forward to getting a chance to play Prison Architect. Again, if you are playing it, even if you're a Twitcher, you want us to kind of grab it, put it up on our channel, we can do that for you too. But I love it. I cannot wait to play. I'm so excited.
You are so odd.
I love this game. You can't tell me you don't want to play. You can't tell me you don't want to shake down a prisoner cell. You want to shake down the prisoner cell? What you got? What you doing with this Q-tip? This looks like contraband to me.
Of course I want to play. Oh, you are so odd. I'm just saying. I do like that they're getting so detailed. I do like that they have you know, things that are going to go wrong. One thing I like is the metal detector thing. If it goes off, you know, I can kind of see how that'll work because everyone will be like, oh, we found someone with metal, and then somebody's going to slip right on by it. You know, yeah, I can kind of...
And you're the warden, not the prisoner. You're the warden, guys, just so you know how it works. You're the warden. Yes, there's death penalty. There's all that stuff. And if you don't want to kill your prisoners, then you don't. Oh, look at them. Was that you that was saying you don't like the art style? I think that's what adds to the charm is if they're not, you know, because I don't think I could take it if it was realistic, if it was, you know, super realistic, you know, because I've seen them beating each other up.
I think you're right.
Yeah. They're beating each other
up. I think if it was realistic and they were beating each other up, it might not be as fun.
Cute. cute and adorable because
yeah,
look, Sean Donnie.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to play this. Oh, I wonder if they get conjugal visits. Ooh.
Oh my gosh! No, you did not. Just...
There's a visitation area. I'm just curious. Okay, look, you see, look, you see,
it
if you're watching
like...
the video, you see him going in to shake down the cell. He's went in, he searched him. He left his door open. Okay. Oh, there's another cop in there. I was like, he left his door open. You don't leave the prisoner's door open. I'm guessing you don't have automatic doors at the beginning either. Oh, it's red. Somebody been caught.
Not.
Oh, see, that's the trail that we were talking about. You can see where they, you know, where it came from. So they got it from the cafeteria. That's interesting. Yeah, see, this is one of those games where, yeah, it would be like The Sims. I'd have to get up on a Saturday and be like, okay, it is pajama day today. I'm going to be playing Prison Architect. I don't want to talk to none of you. Here you go. Your sandwich, Baby Natrix, and the keys to the car if you get hungry. No.
She'd be like, okay.
She's as tall as I am now, believe it or not. She's just about as tall as I am.
I believe it.
And she can fit
I
my shoes.
It, I feel old.
It's not just, it's, she's not that you feel, oh, she's just going to be a tall girl. I think I got a Tyra Banks on my hand. Seriously.
I think you got a model, Miss Chris's attitude.
She's already got the attitude. She needs to stop all that growing. Anyway, see, we're all caught up in this. I may have to get a copy of this.
I may have to try it. All right, Prison Architect, you sucked me in. You happy now?
Yes, they are.
Gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Adore this. Adore.
Right. Let me hop on one story. We're going in the video because I'm all, like, into it. Like, oh, that's awesome. Ooh, that looks cool. All right. Close
were
that.
Were you following the contraband, too, to see where it came from? It came from
yes. I was like, ooh. It's like Mr. Miss Peacock in the hall with a candlestick. Okay.
That's right. To get y'all hooked.
Man, okay. We're going to be talking about a free-to-play game who is catching on to the whole idea that most gamers don't like this whole pay-to-win crap, okay? For those of you that don't know what pay-to-win means, it means that they offer items in the store that only people can only get if they pay real money for, okay? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can't afford to do that. So it makes people angry, and rightly so. Mm-hmm. Apparently Ubisoft has decided that their free-to-play online strategy game, Epic Quest for Mighty Loot, is going to dump pay-to-win microtransactions. This is according to Joystick. The game's developers announced today that certain in-game items will be removed from the in-game store because they unbalance the game for players that aren't willing to pay. Thank goodness. In an upcoming update, Ubisoft will remove machinery upgrades, which some players claim made the game feel more like a pay-to-win game instead of free-to-play. This is a quote for you from the team on the website. We realize that letting players purchase machinery upgrades went too far in what we think feels fair to monetize. We are hereby rolling back the major premium currency mechanic changes, which will arrive in-game in an upcoming maintenance. On a related note, an open house event for the game begins today, which actually was yesterday, and runs until August 6th. These events allow anyone with a Uplay account to jump into the game and give it a try. The open house will also offer an in-game event called Unleash the Chicken.
You know what? You're as crazy as I am. That's something I would
do. Apparently, the in-game event, Unleash the Chickens, encourages all players to kill at least 10 million chickens. Wow, that's a lot of fried chicken. If this global number is met, the chicken will be made available as a new castle defense. In addition, anyone who buys double O packs will gain permanent access to the game's closed beta after the open house event ends. Oh my gosh. Unleash the chickens.
You know. Do I need to worry about you?
That's hilarious. Can you imagine?
I mean, I wonder how they would put chickens at the castle defense. Are they flinging chickens at people? Is it rabid chickens? You know, I mean, can you imagine a flock of chickens descending on?
Yes, I can. We play Fallen Earth. We know what chickens can do to you. We know for fans,
well,
chickens
insane.
Can. Yeah.
Those are mutated chickens. I'm pretty sure this is just going to be regular old chickens.
Chicken, mutated chicken. It's all the same. They all bite. It hurts. They got those little sharp beaks. Oof. Okay.
My stomach
right.
hurts. I've been laughing so much.
Oh, I'm scared. Okay.
Ooh, all right.
I got some news that makes me very, very happy. I'm trying to look for video
Uh-oh.
And I cannot find any, so we're going to do without a video. Okay, remember that little game that I always talk about that's one of the most excellent games ever made, Bully? Mm-hmm. Well, looks like Take-Two Interactive has filed a trademark, a new one for Bully. The publisher only just sent out the trademark application to the U.S. Patent Office just a few days ago on the 25th. The trademark covers computer and video game programs and software, downloadable digital materials, namely wallpapers, screensavers, digital music files and graphics, videos, films, multimedia files, live-action programs, motion pictures, and animation in the field of video games and computer games. It goes on and on and on and on, but the word game pops up 6 times in the full description, suggesting that this is most likely affiliated with a new Bully title. Take-Two has not commented, and Take-Two is also Rockstar, so you know how secretive they are, so we're probably not going to hear anything for a while. Bully was developed by Rockstar Vancouver, that they're the studio that went on to make Max Payne 3 back in 2011. Rockstar executive Dan Houser said Bully is a property like Max we adore and might come back to in the future. Now, according to Eurogamer, since then Rockstar Vancouver shut down, but its staff was offered the chance to migrate to the Canadian Rockstar in Toronto for one big consolidated mega Canadian mega studio delicious chocolate cup. Sorry. Okay, so Bully was a critical success.
You all right? You need a minute? You need a minute? You all right?
I'm good. I'm good. Okay, so Bully was a critical success in its day, and even not in its day when it was re-released in its glorious HD edition, Scholarship Edition, which I had as well, I think. I don't know why I had Scholarship Edition, and I had the other one, too. I don't know why. I love this game. There's also a Wii version that was very, very popular. So did you ever play Bully? No,
I have not. I've heard you talk about it, but I've never actually played it.
That game is absolutely awesome. I mean, absolutely awesome. The storyline, I cannot get Ginger nor Snow to try any of the Rockstar games when I know that they would love them because of the detail that Rockstar goes into, not the same way that we saw Prison Architect, but because the detail they go into as far as like human study. They pay so much attention to things that we do as humans. So the biggest thing for Bully that really drew people in was the little school factions. If you remember being in high school, some of you still are that listen to us, you had your geeks, your jocks, your popular kids, the rich kids. So all of those are present in the game. All of them you have the opportunity to get in good with, but if you start hanging out with this group too much, these get mad at you. Or this one doesn't want you doing this. So you kind of have to try to either balance it out or just decide you're going to stay with one group. That's just one aspect of the game that it goes into, including how you dress. And you have this other underlying storyline where your mom has dropped you off because your stepdad doesn't like you at a school that, you know, you don't get to go home for Christmas. Just all these little details that get tied in, just beautifully done. So if you get a chance, Snow, it's on sale on Steam. You should pick it up. You would absolutely adore it. No joke. I think I got a good grasp on the games you like.
All right, I'll think about it.
It was like $2 during the Steam sale, so it should still be around that much, or we'll have another sale in summer. Pick it up and just play it just a little while. And the fact that the seasons change during the game, oh, I love that. It's fall, it's winter, you got a Halloween dance to go to, you got to find a costume, and you got the girls that you're trying to either romance, or this one catches you with this one, and they're angry, and, you know, this one's slutty.
Dude, that is real life.
Exactly. They are such a student of human character. It makes their games good. Even GTA is like that. Very much a student of human character, which just brings a whole other level to gameplay. Nobody's been able to touch them in that area. Rockstar does stand alone. Absolutely awesome bunch over there, Rockstar. I'll find one of y'all at Rockstar and sit in your lap. Seriously, I haven't met anybody there yet because they tend to not be at the PAXs and E3s and things. I never see them there, and they don't really have to go because they're Rockstar. But if I ever catch you, lap sitting will come about. I'm sorry. It's okay. I won't hurt you.
Yes, you will.
But I want
to listen to her.
Just mooch a little bit. Now, Will Wright, he might get hurt. Y'all better clear a path. I'm going to get in the lap. There will be smooching and hair pulling and stuff.
All right, I got two short stories I'm going to do back-to-back. I'm ignoring you right now.
You can ignore me if you
want.
I'm going
to do two short. I think Will Wright might be a little scared. Be like, oh.
He is right.
Remind me not to come near her.
He's right to be afraid.
Or he might be like, hey, girl.
How you doing?
All right. I got two short stories I'm going to do back-to-back. The first one is about Blizzard. This is not bad. This is actually kind of cool. Apparently, Blizzard is adding an option to StarCraft 2 patch coming up. The latest update for StarCraft 2, Heart of the Swarm, goes a step in the right direction for those players who are colorblind.
Oh,
Blizzard
nice.
Entertainment announced plans to release update, right? Release update 2.0.10 for StarCraft 2, Heart of the Swarm, later this week. They'll add a new colorblind mode and some new esports features. The new colorblind mode alternates the colors that are used to designate players and shows the build grid when the display build grid message is enabled. The minimap terrain is also darkened to show more visual contrast between units and terrain. The updates will also add new user interfaces tailored to shoutcasting and competitive play, various bug fixes, tweaks to certain aspects of Battle.net, and a whole lot more. You can learn more about the update if you check it out on Battle.net. So that's actually a very good thing that Blizzard is doing. I never realized how hard some games must be for colorblind people.
Mm.
You know how teams have different colors and you have to know which team to shoot, which team not to shoot? Can you imagine how difficult that would be if you're colorblind?
I am a little colorblind. So if they're blue and purple...
I'm not.
Yeah, blue... But I can't tell the difference between certain shades of blues and purples. Also, what is it? When it's black and white, sometimes it doesn't look black and white to me. It looks yellow. Not all the time, but sometimes.
And oddly enough, they just sent out a tweet, like just now. That's very weird, y'all. Just sent out a tweet talking about this patch is going to be deployed within the next 24 hours. The last patch for the Americas region is going to be 3 a.m. Pacific time. So,
very nice.
Yeah, that was very odd, very weird timing, very strange, but awesome.
All right, so I was going to tell you about some new games.
I got one more, real quick.
Go
ahead, too.
No.
All right, fine. All right, apparently Humble Bundle, the Humble Bundle is coming out. This is awesome. Humble Bundle's latest bundle, that's a hard thing to say, the Humble Deep Silver Bundle gives you... Gives you 6 games and a bunch of DLC, downloadable content from publisher Deep Silver for a nice low price. Unlike other bundles, this one has a higher price point depending on what you want to pick up, though. For the average price, currently hovering just below $5, you can get the open world action game Saints Row the Third, the prequel Saints Row 2 Action RPG Risen to Dark Waters, and the RPG Sacred 2 Gold Edition. Pay over the average to get the survival horror RPG Dead Island Game of the Year Edition and Saints Row the Third, the full package, which includes a bunch of extra DLC. But here's the catch. If you want to add Dead Island Riptide in your cart, you'll have to pay at least $25. We assume that all of those games are DRM-free, but they are also only available for Windows via Steam.
Ooh.
So if you're an OS X, a Mac user, and a Linux user, you're pretty much screwed. Paying the average price also earns you soundtracks from Sacred 2 Gold, Risen 2, Dead Island Riptide, and Saints Row the Third. You can find out more at www.humblebundle.com. And so far, the bundle has managed to generate over $131,000 from the sale of over $29,000. From the sale of over 29,000 bundles. So, wow, that's a whole lot of money. Money, money, money!
Oh, my God.
Money!
No, ma'am.
I suddenly got hyper. I don't even know why.
Yeah, you're picking it up from me.
I think I am. You need to lay off and stop feeding me those vibes.
Sorry. Okay, so anyway, you people that have a PlayStation 3, you may have missed the Steam sale, but the PlayStation sale is on and popping. Yes, I had to reach back and grab that one. All right, you can download the remastered versions of God of War 1 and 2 in a bundle for $15.99. I believe that's in euros. Sly Cooper as well, Thieves in Time, for $10.99, and Raymond or... You know what? I don't know who wrote this out. I'm assuming supposed to be Raymond Origins, but they typed oranges. $7.99. Cartoon Racer Joe Danger is $3.99. While arty physics platformer Train 2 is $4.49. You can nab the excellent Retro City Rampage as a cross-buy title on both the Vita and the PlayStation 3 for $3.99. Needed to sneeze again. Now, this sale makes up for another quiet summer week on the EU PlayStation Store. Because they had some rather sparse offerings, according to Eurogamer. The new BioShock Infinite DLC, Clash in the Clouds, is for $3.69, and Call of Duty Black Ops 2 DLC Vengeance, $11.99, the ones you all went crazy over. Also, some other games that were, wow, this is quite a list. I'm going to jump down the list very quickly. Injustice Gods Among Us is now $39.99, $29.99 was $50. The Walking Dead Survival Instinct, excellent game. Sniper Ghost Warrior 2, Trend 2, Dirt 3. 3-on-3 NHL Arcade, Death Spank, Joe Danger, WRCFIA World Rally Championship, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1, Fat Princess, God of War Collection, Little Big Planet, which I love, Lemmings, Sony 3D Game Collection, I do not know what's in it, don't ask, Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time, Malicious, Stardust HD Complete, Linger in Shadows, Motorstorm 3D Rift, Castle Crasher, Yeah, say that five times fast. Castle Crashers. Woo! Rocksmith, Metal Rock, Alternative Rock, Rush, Queen, Foo Fighters, Fallout Boy, Raymond Origins, Retro City Rampage, and Planet Mini Golf. And those are just the PS3 games. The PSP, PS Vita ones are Shin Megami Tensei, Persona full game. Persona's really good. They also have the rest of them. Persona 2, Innocent Sin, the Persona 3 Portable Bundle, and Portable, and then there's Retro City Rampage, Draw Slasher, WRC3 FIA World Rally Championship. That name is entirely too long for a game title. Urban Trial Freestyle and Star Wars Pinball. Why do I want to play that? I used to love playing pinball on Windows for some reason.
I did too. I don't know why. It's just really fun.
Yeah, I don't know why it's fun. When I think about it, I was like, that is so boring. But when you start to play, it is so fun. Isn't it fun, you guys? Let's play some pinball. Let's bring it back.
Wow.
Okay, I've been told to make sure I let you guys know that are playing or wanting to play Prison Architect. It is available on PC, Mac, and Linux. There you go, introversion. I like when they
Wow.
Do. That's three platforms for you right there. That's what that is.
Oh, that is a really long... I'm not going to be able to do that particular story. That's really, really long. But okay, I can do this one. this is actually kind of a dual story. There's an original story and an update, so I'm kind of going to go really quick about that. Apparently, Senator Jay Rockefeller has a Violent Content Research Act, and it's gotten the green light from the Senate committee, which actually includes video games. Okay,
Violent, what's it called?
It's called the Violent Content Research Act, and it's gotten the green light from the Senate community. I'm irritated by this already, I can tell. Okay, I'm going to do this. All right. The Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee has moved forward legislation today that will study the impact of violent video games and other media on children. As you may recall, when we reported on earlier this year, Committee Chairman Jay Rockefeller introduced a bill called the Violent Content Research Act shortly after the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut. At that time, the senator said that studying violent media would be a first step towards more aggressive regulation of violent media, a subject he has been fond of talking about for many years. The fear is that the study might be biased by trying to prove a correlation from the start. like the one that aims to prove that violent video games somehow cause real-world violence or long-term aggression. Shortly after Sandy Hook, the president also called for $10 million to be spent on researching violent media as well as its correlation on gun violence. And you know what? We're going to skip the rest of that. We're just going to move to the update. Here's an update that was actually done yesterday. It says the Entertainment Software Association, the ESA, issued a prepared statement this evening applauding more research, though the group said that it hopes it will be objective scientific research. The trade group representing the video games industry, it's not going to be objective, guys. The trade group representing the video games industry in the United States also said that it looked forward to having an open dialogue with Chairman Rockefeller and members of the committee on this issue. And here's a quote, and then I'm done. It says, ESA has always supported objective scientific research and appreciates the opportunity for an ongoing dialogue with the Chairman Rockefeller and members of the committee. Video games are enjoyed by the majority of American families, parents and children alike. Our industry has forged a long-standing partnership with parents by providing them with best information and tools available in order to make informed decisions about what games their children play. Indeed, the Federal Trade Commission this year recognized the ESRB rating system as the best in the entertainment sector. We are building on this leadership with a renewed ratings and parental control awareness and usage campaign, and by continuing to expand the ESRB system to apps and mobile platforms. You know what? We already have a rating system, just like movies have rating systems.
We did it ourselves before anybody told us to.
Yes. Yes, we already did this. It's already there. It's not our fault if parents don't know what their kids are playing, okay?
No, that's the retailer's fault. It's the retailer's fault because they don't enforce
yes.
it. Sorry, retailers.
Absolutely, I agree.
All right, guys, get ready to fight.
And so,
gear up.
Right, y'all are gonna have to pull some stops out because I'm telling you, we can't do this on our own. For real, we need to get together. We need to be like, look. This is obviously not going to be objective scientific research because you guys are pulling a witch hunt. You need someone to blame for this.
Indeed,
that's what you're doing.
Okay, I got a quick story. I got to get this out because we got to go in just a few moments here. Some of you will be very happy to hear this. Following the launch of Office for iPhone in June, Microsoft, according to VentureBeat, has now brought Office to your Android phone. I say thank you. I'm very happy about that. You will have basic document spreadsheet and presentation editing. The Android version of Office is similar in many ways to your iPhone version, including that you have to be an Office 365 subscriber to actually use it. Unfortunately, Office 365 is cloud-assisted subscription version of Office that costs about $100 a year. Microsoft likely believes that offering Office for iPhone and Android behind a paywall will encourage more people to sign up for it. It will not. You need to make that free or at least cheaper than $100. In terms of capabilities, of course, Office for Android matches the iPhone version. The app lets you do basic writing and Word editing, Excel, and PowerPoint documents that are connected to your SkyDrive account. The app is also smart enough to resume where you left off reading or editing a document while using Office elsewhere. So if you get off your phone and onto your computer when you get to work, it'll pick up right there. Office for Android, of course, only works with Android 4.0 phones and above in the United States. Microsoft says more countries will get access to Office on Android over the next several weeks. Noticeably missing in this release is the support for Android tablets, which matches what it did on iOS with no iPad support. So, yeah, it's likely Microsoft is not offering iPad or Android tablet versions to incentive people to look at its Surface tablets, which does have Office on them at no cost. I can agree and disagree with that. I like that you offered it, but it should not be $100. I would gladly pay maybe $5 or $6. I would even pay a subscription fee if you said it was, I pay my $5 or $6 and it's $1 a month. And if you get 1 million people doing that, that's still $1 million in revenue off of phones, people there at Microsoft. Just saying. All right. With that, we got to go. We got to go.
Peace out. I know. I know there's something wrong with me. I can't help it.
Prison Architect for the win. Okay.
Woohoo!
Contraband update.
I really want to play that now, and I blame you. I blame you. I do.
You can blame me. We love you, introvert.
I blame you. I do.
Deeply mad. Little prawn song from MC Front a Lot for you as we go. See y'all tomorrow.
Got hard pressed underneath my desk. no jest, it's time for the lot. Confess that the best of times got the worst of rhymes, and I don't think I'm the first to find my life devoted less to lyrics than it is to my struggle for Pyrrhic victory in the race to be the interwebs number one devotee. Yep, smutty little things that occur on screen, risque to hate, quintuple X obscene, milk soup shape themselves so cleanly, twins in positions unseemly. My spleen ain't the part that gets vended, I grabbed a hold and fast like I'm in it, descended, probably ought to leave it alone, spend more time stroking on my microphone. Got a boatload of midgets and they're in command of a full-grown woman on her knees and hands. Got a long, hard donkey and a farm girl too, and the brain so dismaying when it starts to spoo. You gotta click, close, put it away, 'cause the internet is F-I-L-T-H-Y.
Wrong for that.
Bye, y'all.